From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an historic visit to Cuba. The White House says President Barack Obama plans to make a two-day visit to Cuba beginning March 21st.
Number one, going to Cuba was an important step forward in signaling this new beginning between our two countries and peoples, and also importantly that going to Cuba could help enlarge this space that benefits the Cuban people and increases ties between our countries.
Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the president will discuss a wide range of issues with Cuban President Raul Castro and also will meet with dissidents and raise human rights issues. Republican presidential candidates Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, both of whom are of Cuban descent, are criticizing the planned trip. Police in Uganda briefly arrested presidential candidate Kizza Besigye after he tried to enter a house he said was being used for rigging the national elections.
Get him, please!
Arrest me for what? And if you're arresting me, is my home a prison?
Where are you?
If you arrest me,
I'm taking you home.
Besigye was later released and taken to his home. It's not clear if he was placed under house arrest. Polls have, of course, closed in Uganda, and the vote counting is underway. Turkey has blamed Wednesday's deadly car bombing in Ankara on a Syrian man with links to Kurdish militia groups. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said the attack was carried out by the PKK Kurdish separatist group. He said the Syrian man was a member of the YPG, the armed faction of a Syrian Kurdish rebel group. In Washington, the deputy U.S. National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the U.S. has not yet assigned responsibility for that attack. This is VOA News. The European Union's top migration official says an Austrian plan to limit the number of asylum seekers is unlawful. In a letter to the Austrian government Thursday, Dimitris Avranopoulos said Austria has a legal obligation to accept any asylum application that is made on its territory or at its border. The U.S. and Russia will co-chair an initial meeting of the Syria ceasefire task force in Geneva on Friday. The meeting will take place under the auspices of the United Nations. The task force will explore prospects for a long-range ceasefire in Syria. Two Palestinian teenagers stabbed an Israeli to death and wounded another inside a West Bank supermarket Thursday. The attackers were shot and wounded by another shopper. European leaders are holding a two-day summit in Brussels where they are discussing two major issues, the migrant crisis and the future of Britain's European Union membership. British Prime Minister David Cameron warned Thursday that he will not take a deal that does not meet his country's needs. Senior European Union leaders have expressed confidence that Britain will remain in the bloc. Here's European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker.
I'm quite confident that we will have a deal during this European Council. We have to sort out a certain number of questions among those, the one you are mentioning. And I'm convinced that Britain will be a constructive and active member of the European Union.
Jean-Claude Juncker. Pope Francis injected himself into the U.S. presidential race on Thursday, suggesting Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is not Christian because of his proposal to build a wall along the southern U.S. border with Mexico. That wall would be intended to keep out illegal migrants. Trump had this reaction.
So the Mexican government fed the Pope a tremendous amount of stuff about Trump is not a good person. And the Pope just made a statement. Can you imagine? I just got a call. As I'm walking up here, they said, Mr. Trump, the Pope made a statement about you. I said, the Pope. What did the Pope say? I like the Pope.
The remark by Pope Francis comes just 2 days ahead of a crucial party nominating contest in the state of South Carolina, where political surveys show Trump with a commanding lead over five Republican challengers. Authorities in Ghana say at least 53 people died in a collision between a bus and a truck on a highway north of the capital Wednesday night. It is believed to be one of Ghana's worst accidents in years. The White House says President Barack Obama has started the process of finding a nominee to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. A spokesman, Josh Earnest, said Thursday that Mr. Obama intends to nominate someone quickly. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.